Ladies and gentlemen, those that are doomed and those who are too stubborn to die. My name is Troy, and with me is my adorable sister Faith and my dad, Jared. He has 3 kidneys.
Hey!
We will be your hosts for the episode. We are honored and grateful that you have joined us at our table. Today, we are at the family table where we will be looking at Doomlinks designed by Justice Meyer and Andrew Meyer. Artwork created by Justice Meyer and published by Doomlinks LLC.
Doomlinks is a 2-6 player, take that, hand management, and tableau building game that focuses on players building new creatures that are spawned on a doomed planet. Players work to build their creatures with exciting and ambitious traits. As we all know, even in the midst of catastrophes and the end of the world, what's most important is to become the supreme leader of all life.
Of course.
Everybody knows that.
Well, welcome back to the table, girls. How are we doing today?
Good.
Yeah, it's been a really wonderful day.
Wonderful. Girls, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If the world were going to end and you only got one more day, how would you want to spend that day?
Ooh, I know.
Okay, go ahead, Joy.
What I would do is I would close my eyes and just spend my entire day in the Bear Bear store.
Tell me more about this Bear Bear store.
So the only thing that's in it is bears. Stuffed bears, artwork that have bears, and everything.
Like
just
live
bears. Yeah.
Just bears,
not live bears.
Oh, phew. You get me scared for a second.
So, let me get this straight. You would spend your last day on Earth in your imagination.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what you want to do. That's great.
I would go buy a dog.
Buy a dog?
I bet that you'd only have the dog for one day because then it would die along with you with the end of the world.
Yeah, and then I'd play with it and then I'd sleep with it. And then the next day, the end of the world would go boom. And then the dog would die with me, and I'd have a friend when I go to heaven.
Okay. All right, I can get behind that.
What would you do on your last day?
Ooh.
He'd probably play lots of board games.
Yeah, I think so. Or yeah. he'd spend all of his money going like, okay, board game after board game after board game after board game after.
But he already has 1,000 board games.
That's true. Yeah. I think if I knew I only had one more day, I'd definitely want to spend it with my family. And I think we'd have to do something really fun. Now, I love playing board games, and maybe we'd do that a little bit. But I would also want to go to a theme park one last time and ride roller coasters.
Uh-huh. I would especially love to go to Universal. That'd be a fun last day.
Well, we'll have to find some more trips to go to theme parks like I have been doing, because I really enjoy doing that.
But I'm so glad the end of the world isn't going to happen too soon.
Well,
me too.
As far as we know.
As far as we know, I'm very happy.
All right, so as we talked about, today we're going to be reviewing Doomlings. And Doomlings is all about these new creatures that are forming before the end of the world. And our goal as players is to build up these creatures with all kinds of different traits and become the supreme creature over all other life. And then the world ends through a variety of catastrophes. But before that, we're just focusing on building up our animal. So I'm going to talk to us a little bit about how to play, and then we'll give our thoughts.
Wait. Do you mean, like, the world, like, the Earth? Like, what we are on?
Well, they're on a, like a they're different on a distant, planet. They're on a distant doomed planet, yeah. Not our Earth.
Yay. Got it.
We would all be freaking out if some of these creatures showed up on our planet.
Yeah, they're just big blobs.
With lots of crazy things going on. So let's get into it. We'll talk about how to play, and then we'll give some of our thoughts. So one of the really good things about Doomlings is how simple it is to set up and play. There are 13 rounds that you can set up. We always start with the birth of life. Creatures have to be born into existence. We can't just poof out of nowhere.
Yeah. But what are they born from?
Questions we just don't know. But the birth of life is always the first round to kind of get things started. You have an initial, you go to the first round through, and then you will play through up to 12 more rounds. And I say that because each set of four cards, which are called ages, will have a built-in catastrophe. This will have a thing that will change the game in some way, and then once the catastrophe has been dealt with, you move on and keep going through normal rounds until you get to the third catastrophe, which will trigger the end of the game. Each player is going to have a card with different numbers on it called the gene pool, and this will help you keep track of your current hand limit. It will change throughout the game depending on the kind of cards that you are playing, as well as catastrophes will affect this card as well. And there are certain cards that reference back to the gene pool as a way of scoring. Then, throughout the game, players are going to be playing traits in front of them in what is called a tableau. On these various traits, they will have technically four colors and one colorless, and that's very important for the way some of the cards play together. It will have a title, some adorable artwork, and some of them will have either an action that triggers when you first play it, or will have some endgame scoring effect as well. Now, the goal of the game is to have the most points, and there is a variety of different ways to do that depending on the cards that you play. Some of these cards will focus on you collecting things, some will focus on taking things from other players, some will focus on collecting a certain amount of a certain color or sets of colors. On your turn, all you're doing is playing the one card. That card might lead to you getting to play more cards or stealing from another player. And then once you are done with your action, you will stabilize. Now, all stabilizing means is that you will get your hand back to the correct limit. So if you have a gene pool of 5 and you have 4 cards in your hand, you'll stabilize by drawing one card. If you have 6 cards in hand with a gene pool of 5 at the end of your turn, through being able to draw cards based on a different card ability or whatever, then you're going to have to discard down to 5. You only stabilize at the end of your turn most of the time, unless there's an age that affects that in some way. And so if you lose cards or gain cards throughout the round on different players' turns, you do not stabilize again until the end of your turn. So in addition to the 4 colors and 1 colorless option for your different cards, there is another aspect called dominant cards. These cards are generally pretty strong, but you can only have 2 of them in your tableau throughout the entire game. These cards can't be stolen, they can't be discarded, they are there forever. It is very important to consider when you decide to play these cards, because you do want them down as quickly as possible to be able to take on their effects, but at the same time, you don't want to miss out on potentially a different dominant card that might work better for your situation. Once the game end is triggered through that last catastrophe, players will finish the catastrophe. They will deal with a world's end effect on that last catastrophe, and then they will tally up their points. Whoever has the most points is considered the supreme leader of all life. And that's how you play Doomlings.
Hey friends, this is Jared. I'm in the editing room, and I really expected to have to jump in and give some of my own thoughts, but I was really surprised by how many thoughts the girls had and the impression the game left on them. So since we're here at the end of the how to play, and before we kind of get into their thoughts, I'm going to go ahead and give you some of mine so that you can really just focus on theirs and they'll be able to wrap up the show. First, I just want to say thank you to Doomlings. They sent a base copy of the game to us as a review copy, and I wasn't really sure what to expect. We've seen a lot of party games like this, and I know that in some circles, party games like this are kind of looked down upon in certain parts of the strategy side of the board gaming community. It really surprised me a lot. I didn't know anything about this game going into it, and I just wanted to try it out, let's see what happens kind of thing. I really liked the quirkiness of this game and the way that it plays quick, the way that it's so easy to understand, and by far my favorite part about this game is that it has an internal clock. It's not one of those games like Munchkin, which I do reference with the kids, where it just goes forever and ever and ever, and nobody ever wins because everyone's ganging up on each other to keep the game going, and it's 3 hours later and everybody hates each other. This one, it's a really fun Take That game where we've played with kids, we've played with grandparents, we've played with friends, we've played with all kinds of people, and nobody took offense at the Take That aspect of the game. Nobody got upset, everybody laughed, everybody thought it was super silly, and so I just really wanted to compliment Doomlings on that. The other thing that really surprised me, I went on their website, and I was not ready. They have not just the base game, not just some expansions. They have a plethora of content for purchase. It is a whole world of Doomlings where there are all kinds of expansion packs and bundles and plushies and playmats and medallions and apparel, all decorations. I'm on the website right now and I'm looking, and there's different decorations you can get and mugs and all kinds of nonsense. Like they have really leaned into this world that they have created and expanded. The beautiful artwork comes through in all of it. I'm definitely looking at this now being like, oh, that's so cool. I need that. Really impressed by the product that Doomlings has put together here. And for the kind of game that it is, it's definitely one of my favorite Take That games that I've experienced. It's never going to be, from a strategy gamer's perspective, a 10 out of 10. But if you look at it for what it is, if you can come into the game with a expectation that, hey, we're just going to have some silly fun, it's not going to take a terribly long time, there's going to be some cards that mess with you through the ages, and you don't know when the game's going to end because that final catastrophe is somewhere in the final four cards. You just take it light, build up your creatures. It's a super fun time. So definitely compliments to that as well. And I'm not just trying to shill out because they gave me a free base copy of the game. Like, you know, we've talked about a lot of games that we've been given for free on this channel, and we're happy to talk about the downsides as well. For Doomlings, I mean, it's just such a simple game that there's not a lot to nitpick at. I will say that as we played more and more, I felt that need for expansions. Like you started to see the same cards over and over again, and it kind of lost its initial appeal. I think that you get a lot of mileage out of just the base game, but if you're someone who sees very quickly the possibilities of where they could go with all these different expansions, you quickly get that itch to want more. So if you're someone who wants everything just in the box, that is something to consider. I know that for a lot of gamers, like, you can see where the expansions are going to be coming into play, and that is also evident in this game. So that's the only really knock I have for it. I mean, the gameplay itself is quick, it's fun. And I love the fact that I've built up all these different creatures through various games, and they've all looked very different. So very much enjoy that. I'm going to let the kids take over. And Doomlings, before I go, I do just want to say congratulations on getting Joel McHale to endorse your game. Community is top-tier television, and Joel McHale is fantastic.
All right, girls, so let's talk about this game. First, what do you think about the theme of this game?
I know. What's a theme?
So a theme is like the main concept behind what we're doing. So in this game, we are creating creatures that are developing different traits, and they are trying to survive the end of the world. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. So Joy, you said you had an idea?
When I was first getting introduced to the game, I thought that the pictures on the cards looked kind of weird.
Okay, because they're all like, can you describe some of the pictures for me?
Oh, yeah. Some of them are just like circles.
Okay, so they're little blobs.
Yeah.
And do each of the blobs have a little bit of art on them about different thing that's going on depending on the card?
Yes, Dad.
Okay.
Like, fangs, you can just, it's just fangs. It
sure,
has fangs.
Sure.
Venomous, it has, like, goo coming out of its mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's
poisonous.
It's got poison in its mouth.
Yeah.
All right. So you thought it was kind of weird at first. Do you still feel that way?
Oh, now that I've played it a couple of times, no. But also, I thought that this game itself was kind of weird, because I've never heard of a game like this.
Okay. What, weird because it's about these new creatures that are trying to develop in the end of the world, or...
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. But when I got more used to the game, I thought that it got more exciting and creative.
Nice. What about you, Faith?
I thought it was weird because I had never thought of that idea.
You've never thought of the idea of this game?
I've never thought of these cute little blobs and you're just building them.
Yeah.
You're just, like, building these really cute blobs.
Okay, so it was weird.
But as I was playing my first game, I realized that the blobs were actually really cute.
Okay.
And it was fun to build them.
Yep.
I also thought it was funny to imagine the traits going on to the blobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I imagine the one called the adorable card.
Yeah.
I keep imagining it going like the blob being like just popping around and then suddenly go poof and it's adorable. And I just, yep. It's fun to imagine them.
That's really fun. All right, so speaking of that, what did we think of the artwork in this game? Faith, why don't you go first this time?
I really thought that the blobs were, as I said before, really cute and funny.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the one card called Nosy. And it's got like this blob with a huge nose.
Yeah.
I thought the artwork on the cards, it really matched what the card was like, its ability, or it really matched like what the card's called. Mm-hmm. I like how they put the blobs on the pictures. It's really cute.
That's awesome. What about you, Joy?
As Faith said, I thought the blobs were cute and funny because they were all just like circles. Because at first, when it's like at the start of the game, the blobs aren't anything. They're just a big blob.
Yep. And then they develop traits as you go, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
But I thought it was funny that there wasn't an eyeball trait.
That's true. Well, I will say there are lots of expansions to add new cards and new traits, so maybe there is that in a future
expansion. Maybe there's an eyeball trait?
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
There could be a third eyeball trait, and you get to look at an opponent's hand.
Ooh, anything's possible.
I thought the cards were really funny and cute.
Yeah, I thought so too. What are some things that you really liked about this game?
Like the gameplays?
Yes, the gameplay itself, not just the artwork.
Oh, okay. Now I gotta think this over.
Mm.
I thought that the cards go together well.
Okay.
And I thought that the colors kind of went with the card ideas. Like, purple is more like more the actions. And
yeah.
Red is more like, because all the cards are mean, but red is more like really, really mean.
Are all the cards mean or just some of the cards mean?
Some of the cards are mean.
Because they take cards from other players?
Yeah. Stuff like that. But red is like extra, extra mean. And blue's more like calm and just like, oh, draw these three cards and you can like look at these three and like choose two and play them now. And they're like special things that you can do for yourself, but not as much that I'll be doing for other players.
That's good, Faith. What about you, Joy?
I thought that the cards with action symbols on them usually affect other people's cards.
Okay.
Or other, like, just a minute, I need to find my words. They affect other people's cards, or they give you stuff.
Yep, that's true. Because sometimes it's not always bad. Sometimes it's drawing new cards, or pulling cards out of the discard pile, or things like that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You also need lots and lots of luck.
That's true. You do need some luck in this game. Let me ask you this. So we've mentioned a few times that the game can be a little bit mean. Is that something that you guys are okay with? Or did it really bother you during the game?
No. I thought that the mean cards actually made the game more fun.
I remember one time when I played bad, and Dad discarded the only two cards he could play because the other ones were all dominants, and he'd already played his two dominants.
That's true.
Yep. That was a very, very funny
game. That was so fun.
And I think that bad cards actually make the game more fun.
It does make it more interesting, that's for sure. I also think that it adds a little bit of fun to the game because one of the things that I like is the stabilizing aspect. So it might hurt me in the short term, where I might lose some cards that I liked, but then I'm getting to draw more cards on the back end of my turn to use for the future.
I also thought it was fun that there's lots of plus one gene pool cards.
Oh, yeah. One of Joy's favorite strategies.
Yeah, and lots of cards that work together and give you more points.
Do you, Joy, so you really like making sure that you have a big gene pool. What does that do for you?
That gives you more cards, and so you have more possibilities that you could get better cards.
Okay, very nice.
I remember one time you got up to the max.
Yeah, but cards. then everyone kept stealing my gene pool cards, and so then I got down to four.
I think I was the one that kept stealing your gene pool cards because I was at like two.
Yeah, just remember, Joy, that was so much fun, right?
Yeah. And then I didn't have any cards. But my hand was so bad that I had to take Mama's super good card that would make me discard my entire hand.
That's true. So, Faith, what about you? Do you have any issue with the mean cards, or are you okay with them as well?
No, I'm okay with them as well. I especially love those minus two cards that will, like, you can, like, play it and then, like, take the card Venomous, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That one says play another trait. And then you play that trait and play its action, and then you can move Venomous to somebody else's trait
card. Ah, so they're the ones getting the negative.
It's a minus 2 points!
That's pretty big. Okay. Well, it's really interesting. We have not played a lot of mean games to this point.
Excuse me?
What?
The last time we played, you kept being
mean. No, I'm sorry. Doomlings. Okay. I mean, other games besides Doomlings.
Yeah, we haven't played a lot of mean games.
The last game we played, you were the one stealing all my gene pools.
That's true. We were all stealing from Joy last game.
Yeah. And so I came in, like, last place.
Nah.
Well, I came in second to last. So.
My point is, before Doomlings, we had not played a lot of games that had mean aspects to them. And so I wasn't really sure how you girls were going to respond. But you both did an amazing job of just, this is just part of the game, is how you looked at it, and really had a good time with it. And so I'm really appreciative of that, and I think that Doomlings does it really well in a fun and silly way, where you can just deal with it and keep going.
Yeah, I think that's really fun.
Is there anything about the game that you might not like as much?
I know.
Okay, Joy, go ahead.
Oh, right. This is what I was going to say. This is the only thing I didn't like. I thought that some really good cards, like Parasitic,
mm-hmm.
It's a really good card, but it gives you minus 2 points.
Oh, you don't like the negatives.
Yeah, because when you have a really good card and you really want to play it, but you don't see the points, then at the end of the game you get minus 2 points.
It's true.
Just for that really good card.
Yeah.
But there's some good cards that you give the negative points to other people, like Venomous. You play its action, but then you give the minus 2 points to another player. Yeah. Like, if I had that card and I played it, then the person who I knew would win, because they had, like, the most cards in their trait pile.
Yeah.
And they had a really good cards in their trait pile. I would put it toward them because I knew they would win. But I would still get to play its action. I just wouldn't get the points.
So what I'm hearing, Joy, is it's not really something that you don't like about the game. You just don't like having negative points. You like giving negative points to other people, though.
Yeah.
Okay, you little stinker.
I also thought that some of the big words, like parasitic or viral, I didn't know what they meant. I didn't know how to understand.
Was it hard to understand what some of the certain cards did?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
I see. So the names could be a little confusing for a younger player, and also the text had some words in it that you didn't necessarily recognize.
Yes.
All right, Faith, what about you? Was there anything that you didn't like about the game?
I didn't like that there were only three catastrophes until the end of the world. The game felt very, very short.
Okay.
I agree. It felt really short.
But I think that was the only thing I didn't like about it.
So you would say it was a you're almost complimenting the game because you wish that the game lasted longer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had a lot of fun with it.
I did.
Okay. What about the ways that the ages and catastrophes tied into the gameplay? Was that something that you liked, or did you get frustrated when the game disrupted what you were building?
Actually liked that catastrophes and ages were in the game.
Yeah.
I thought it made the game more fun.
Okay.
It changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, when I say changed the game, I mean it made it more complicated. It kind of made the game more new.
Okay.
To me. And I thought it made it also more exciting.
Nice.
I thought it actually made the game, like, what I thought was that in my opinion, I thought that the catastrophes were the third main part of the game. The first was the winning, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Second was getting new cards.
Okay. New trait cards.
Yeah, better trait cards. And the third was catastrophes and ages.
So those were things that you liked the best?
Yeah, those were my first three favorite things.
I love it. That's great, Joy. Yeah. Faith, what about you? Did you have any opinions about the ages or the catastrophes?
I still say that you should put more catastrophes in.
Sure, but what about the way that they affected the game? Did you like that, or did it bother you?
No, it bothered me, especially the one catastrophe when you had to pass your hand to the right.
Oh yeah, you didn't like losing your hand.
I hated losing my hand.
Well, but you ended up getting a good hand anyways, even though it wasn't the hand that you had before, right?
Yeah, I did have a good dominant card in it, but, yeah.
What about the dominant cards? Did you like the dominant cards and the fact that you only can have two of them?
Nope, because dominant cards sometimes either give you really good stuff.
Yeah.
Or give you lots of points.
Okay.
And I really like the dominant cards. I wish you could have like five of them in your trait pile.
That'd be pretty crazy.
In the game.
What about you, Faith?
Because those dominants are so good.
Yeah.
I do not like having only two dominant cards in your trait pile.
What? Yeah, because you cannot steal dominants.
I didn't like having only two dominants in the game and your trait pile.
Okay.
Because I felt like that just made the game more challenging, because what happens if you've already played your two dominants that were good for that situation, but then they were just giving you points and they don't really do anything else, and then you get another dominant in your hand that really, really helps your situation, and you can't play it.
Yeah, I get that. I actually had a different thought. I actually like the rule that there's only two dominant cards allowed in your tableau. And the reason for that is, one, it makes it a much more interesting decision about when you play your dominant cards. And it also helps mitigate some bad card draw, where if one person's getting all the dominant cards, then they're going to be much stronger than anybody else at the table, and it's only going to be stronger because they lucked into drawing a bunch of dominant cards. Whereas if you only have two of them, then you have to decide, am I holding on to this card or am I discarding it?
That makes sense.
It's a good point.
Okay, well, thanks for saying it's a good point, Faith. All right, so I have two more questions for you, and then we'll wrap up.
Got it.
One, what is one of your favorite cards in the game? We'll start with Faith.
My favorite card is Parasitic.
Okay, tell us what Parasitic does.
Parasitic is you may play Parasitic from your hand when an opponent plays a trait. Steal that trait and stop its action.
Nice. But it also costs you 2 points, right?
It cost me 2 minus points, but then who cares? I can just play a 2 point, and then they cancel each other out.
That's true. And you stop somebody's action.
And I stop somebody's action, and I get to steal that trait.
True.
So
true.
I get some more points.
Nice. I love it. What about you, Joy? What's your favorite card in the game?
My favorite card is Camouflage.
What does Camouflage do?
Camouflage, it gives you +1 gene pool.
Uh-huh.
And at world's end, you get +1 point for each card in your hand.
Nice. And it gives you 1 point as well, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
And also it's a dominant.
Okay. I also have chosen a dominant. I chose Viral. It is a 2 point card, and it has an at world's end ability where I get to choose a color. All opponents receive -1 point for each trait of that color in their trait pile.
That was the meanest card that you had ever played. I remember the one time you played that, and at the end of the world, you chose red, and everybody was like loaded on red.
It's true.
And I got -5 points just because I had five reds.
Yeah. I got -2 points.
All right, Joy, what were you going to say?
I was going to say one more compliment on the cards. I also think after you say the name, like on Camouflage, there's a little note about it.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of flavor text, as they like to
call it. Yeah, Camouflage is blend in with the wildness or stand out at a wedding.
Ooh.
That's funny.
What does Parasitic say?
Parasitic says, we have one friend that never has their credit card and is constantly drinking blood.
Mm. What's Viral say?
And it's got this big blob with his mouth open. In a big circle, and another person's coming out of it smiling.
Nice.
What's Viral?
It says, like, share, comment, and be sure to smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, and so I thought that was really cool about the cards, because it, gives you a little note about the cards.
Yeah.
That is pretty fun. Yeah. So my last question is, did you have a favorite experience with this game? Go ahead, Faith.
My experience was one time when we were just playing with Hope and Mama. I had a super good hand. And then along came the catastrophe that I don't like. Pass your hand to the right.
Okay.
And I lost Parasitic.
My favorite
card.
That was your favorite moment in the game, huh?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because then I got Joy's hand.
Joy's hand was better than Parasitic.
Joy's hand was better. I still liked Parasitic.
I had all the best cards because I had all the dominants.
Ah, well, there you go. Joy, do you have a favorite moment from this game?
What do you mean?
Do you have a memory or something that you remember from this game where you're like, oh, that was super fun?
Well, my favorite point of this game was the first time I've ever played this game,
mm-hmm.
I won.
Well, that does always make it more fun, for sure.
And it was the first game I played, because I was getting all the +1 gene pools and all the cards that gave you 1 plus point at the end of the game.
Nice. Well, there you go. So, girls, how would you grade this game? Would you give it two thumbs up?
Two thumbs up.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Faith, what about you?
One thumb up.
You'll say one thumb up?
Yeah, it was it's a good game. I wouldn't say it was one of my favorites.
Okay, that's okay.
Because I like more games where you have pieces moving around a board instead of more
okay,
card
instead
playing
of just cards.
Games.
Oh,
okay.
You like more of like board games, not card
I
games?
I like more board games than card games.
What about you, Dad?
For what this game is, I am going to give this game two thumbs up. There were aspects of this game that we've played with several different groups, and a lot of people mentioned that this reminded them a little bit of Munchkin.
What is Munchkin?
It's an old game that we used to play, but the thing is, Munchkin, Faith, used to go on forever. And so one of the things that I really like about the game is that there is a built-in clock to say when the game ends. Because with Munchkin, it was much harder to end the game. And so...
How was it hard to end the game?
Well, because somebody would get close to winning, and then everybody else would gang up on that person and then cause them to not win anymore, and then it would change to a different person, and it would just go on forever. So, but I like this game in that there's a little bit of take that. There's hand management. There's the ability to go with a couple different strategies for how to build up your character. And then the game's over. And I think it does a good job of sitting in the right spot. But I just want to say thank you, girls, for taking the time today to be able to talk with me about Doomlings. Mm-hmm. And hoping to get you back to the table again here soon.
Okay.
You want to go ahead and say bye?
Bye. Bye.